control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight. We've got the black lab being shot story by the police. I do want to get into that, and also, well, you know what, let's start things out with that, and then we'll get into the latest dust-up over the topless controversy, and since Nick is here tonight, we'll get his thoughts on things as more of a minarchist kind of guy. So, Mark, let's start with the dead dog.
This poor family. This is from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution at AJC.com. Family questions police shooting of dog. A Kirkwood family wants to know why a police officer investigating a home alarm felt compelled to shoot and kill one of their six-year-old black labs, Sierra, Saturday morning. Elizabeth Fetcher and her family adopted Sierra and her sister Molly from Georgia Lab Rescue when they were 10 weeks old, according to Fetcher. Sierra was a sweet and docile 65-pounder who's never...
That's what they say, huh?
...even come close to harming anyone.
I trust the man with the badge over this family. I have a feeling they're making meth in their back shed.
Well,
Dirty thugs. Kirkwood. Vicious black lab and starving it and beating it.
Kirkwood,
we know that's the real story.
Kirkwood isn't exactly a meth lab kind of neighborhood. And, you know, these people, it seems kind of odd that people get a fire alarm or a burglar alarm go off and the cop feels it necessary to shoot their dog when responding. I don't know. It's happened more than once. If the officer is being attacked, he's got to do what he's got to do, but... whatever. Let me finish with what the family has to say, not what I have to say. Atlanta Police spokeswoman, Sergeant Lisa Keys, said the shooting is under investigation, adding, "We empathize with the homeowner's loss." Keys said she could provide no further information. Fetcher, her husband, and two sons were visiting a family in North Carolina when the shooting happened in the backyard of their Howard Street home. Fetcher, 33, runs a philanthropic consulting firm, said she can't believe the officer had no choice but to shoot Sierra. He could have said, stop. He could have said, wait. He could have pulled out mace. He could have just stepped behind our garden fence.
Don't most cops have, I mean, I've seen them around here, they've got a whole array of choices on their belt. There's usually a pepper spray option. There's usually a club, you know, or there's a gun. I mean, there's usually at least a gun and some other non-lethal device, what's typically known as a non-lethal device, whether it's pepper spray or a taser or both pepper spray and a taser. Typically, they have something that they could step down to or step up from to go to a gun.
She said that if he would have just fired into the ground, Sierra would have taken off and sat shivering in a corner. She's very timid.
Yeah.
You know, yes, it's true, but, and I feel for this family. I really do. But I also wonder, you know, as a police officer, if I'm entering someone's backyard on a burglary call, what is my hand going to be on? What's going to be unclipped? Is it going to be my taser or is it going to be my weapon?
I don't care. You're supposed to be trained to have the discretion to whether or not you need to use whatever your hand is on. It shouldn't be. I understand it is this way where he can just pull whatever the hell's underneath his hand and pull the trigger. I understand he can get away with that, but to be a professional, it seems in my mind, you'd have to be able to ascertain what was happening and then make an actual choice as to what it is that you're doing about it.
Also,
and,
I'd question his judgment in just walking into the backyard with two dogs in it. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a burglary call, granted, but what's he doing in the backyard? You know, I mean,
it's about when it's about another human being, the typical rule, as I understand it, is the police are allowed to respond with enough force to subdue the situation, right? So is it necessary for him to jump straight to a bullet to the face of a dog? No, I think that there are several options. Like she said, shooting into the ground might have been one, or perhaps what would be better would be to, you know, a swift kick to the head. That would probably be enough to send the dog in a different direction, at least give it something else to think about for a moment. Or the pepper spray option is not going to, I mean, if you pepper spray a dog in the face,
that's it.
It's not going to be able to come after you too easily. So the guy did not need to go this far. I don't see how anybody could defend this man.
Well, I'm just wondering what it was like for him, what his experience was.
Black Lab. Well, that's all you need to tell me, man.
Yeah,
Black Lab.
Doesn't mean vicious dog to me.
Well, whenever you have a shooting situation like this, it is very easy to Monday morning quarterback it, and, you know, we don't know exactly what the scene was.
We know it's a black lab. How many vicious black labs have you ever seen?
But how much time did he have to react?
I mean, man. When the dog comes up wagging its tail and looking up at you,
granted,
like the cutest little sweet thing you've ever seen. I remember the most damning, I think, animal shooting video was several years ago. There was this video about this family that was stopped on the side of the road, and I think it was in Tennessee or some, you know, down home country zone like that. And this one cop was, there were a couple cops there. The family dog was with them. They were on a trip. And when the cops had gotten the family out of the car, the doors were still open. And that was when I forget which family member it was, but one of the family members realized, oh, well, let me just close this door real quick because our dog's still in there. We don't want the dog to, you know, side of the road, dog could get out, run into the traffic, whatever. Makes sense, right? Close the door so the dog can't get out. No, you can't move. So the cops wouldn't let the family just close the door. So, of course, this happy little golden retriever just jumps right out of the car and wagging its tail
boingy, 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 boings
right up to one of the cops, who then proceeds to blast it in the head with a shotgun and decapitate the animal in front of its family.
This was the one with the video, right?
The video.
Right.
The dog was wagging its tail as it ran up to this cop. So I don't care what's going through their mind and what their excuse is. This is an embarrassment to whatever police department this happened to. This is awful.
There's a little more backstory here to elucidate the situation. It was about 9 a.m. Saturday when the family got a call from the alarm company saying the alarm was going off. They couldn't immediately reach their house sitter, who had gone out for breakfast, so they called 911. Soon they reached the sitter, Hillary Stewart, who returned to find the front and back doors locked. Apparently it was a false alarm. The officer pulled in at that moment, and so she said, let me talk to him. This is the wife, Fetcher. And we proceeded to talk for a few minutes, joking, because he was the officer who had come out when our cars had gotten broken into 6 months ago. And he said, no big deal. I don't mind coming out. And then he said he was just going to take a look around and make sure everything was safe.
They were there by the time... Wait, who had gotten
there?
The house sitter got there. Oh, man.
He gave the phone back to Stewart, and Fetcher heard her say the dogs had gotten to the backyard. Then she said, oh, my God, he just shot her, Fetcher recalled. Neighbors rushed over. Ashley, Derek, and Allison Grounds picked up Sierra and drove her to the vet. It was too late. An email to the members of the East Lake Neighbors Community Association, Derek wrote that she arrived to find the officer beside the dog. I asked why he had shot her, and he could give me no answer.
Crap, I better think something up here before I say something.
Well, you know, it's just the Fetcher said her two sons, 12 and 8, were traumatized. She said that she chose to speak out for one main reason. We don't want this to happen to anyone else.
And you said there's another story where they talked to the cop,
yep,
and the cop is given the same old excuse of, well, it charged at me.
Well, I'd like to read it, yeah.
Okay.
Atlanta police officer killed a black lab while investigating a home alarm, said he fired because he felt the charging dog was going to bite him and cause great bodily harm. The incident happened at Howard Street, as they'd said.
Right.
A homeowner, Elizabeth, who was not at home at the time, asserted Sunday that Wagaman had other options besides killing Sierra.
Yes.
One of the family's two black labs.
Boots head, problem solved. I'm sorry, dogs don't move like lightning fast. You can see where they're going. They're not going to be able to jump and rip your throat out, most of the black labs that I know. So worst that would happen if this black lab was actually going after the guy, some sort of leg damage, he very easily could have put a boot to that dog's head if that was actually what was occurring.
He says the dogs were running at full speed. The first dog had its head down, tail down,
frisbee in its mouth,
showing its teeth. I felt that it could be the tongue lolling out of its mouth, still showing its teeth.
Ludicrous.
The words he says. I felt the dog was going to bite me and cause great bodily harm. I yelled, get back! And stepped back in the corner of the deck and drew my city-issued weapon. I fired two shots at the dog. The distance was about 3 or 4 feet.
Yuck. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Boy, I sure would feel great about living in that town and paying property taxes to support that kind of nonsense. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The next great schism, has it begun? It's Free Talk Live. Explain.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. If you are a lady listener, you can get the instructions there as to how you can submit either your photo, or now we're also accepting video validations. It's, you prove that you're a listener usually via holding a sign or wearing a shirt or some, you know, a variety of different creative ways people have validated. And you can see those all over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. And, well, if it's there's a lot of activism going on up here in New Hampshire. And some of it is right for some people. Some of it is not so right for some people. But I guarantee you that if you look around, if you love freedom, you're going to find something that is right for you here in New Hampshire. So come on over to freestateproject.org. There's a great forum there. There's 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. And it is a movement that is really picking up, hopefully going to pick up some speed here as we've gotten some major media coverage within the last week or so and are about to eclipse 9,500 members, which is about 500 away from a pretty significant milestone. And so more liberty-oriented people are coming here to New Hampshire and getting active every single year. You can join them because, in my opinion, this is our best chance at liberty in our lifetime. So go to freestateproject.org for that. As we talk about something Free State related here, and it's interesting that we've got Nick with us tonight from Free Minds Radio and Free Minds TV. You can go to freemindsmedia.com to get both of those products completely free, Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio, and also some blog posts by Nick and Toby, and maybe you guys will address the topless issue on your show, because I wonder what Toby has to say about it. There's been a whole lot of controversy brewing here within the last few days as the topless protest, or as now we're calling it, women's rights outreach, because I think protest sounds kind of like complaining. Outreach just seems a little more positive. But the idea is to have ladies and men, so males and females, together in some public place, maybe at the next Free Keen Fest public event, or maybe just, you know, walking down Main Street. Not sure exactly what the venue is going to be, but it'll be a hot summer day, and they'll want to take their tops off in order to stay cool. So I see you're smiling at this. How do you feel initial reactions?
I personally don't think it's the greatest idea.
Okay. Is it worse than flag burning? U.S. flag burning?
It might be. It's gonna depend. But I don't see how this is going to build any bridges to anyone, and I feel like it's going...
Except for the women who've been oppressed and not allowed to take their tops off?
I really don't think that many women out there are going to see that protest and really jump on board. I'll be perfectly honest.
Interesting. Well, I had told the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, which is a brand new organization. I know that I think Angela Keaton from antiwar.com is one of the executives. I know that Allison Gibbs, who is with Campaign for Liberty, is also on board as well here. And they're putting this group together. They're going to come out with the Ladies of Liberty calendar. Now, ladiesoflibertyalliance.com, I believe, is the website. And I was talking with them today about sponsoring their calendar. So ladies doing activism, photos of them in a calendar, sounds to me like something Free Talk Live and FreeKeen.com need to be in, right? So there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on this particular calendar, and it seems like a good advertising venue for the show. Certainly something that we can get behind to help encourage more ladies getting into this movement. I mean, because that's one thing that the males in the liberty movement have been saying for the longest time is it's been a big gripe, right? If you've been in the liberty movement for a while, you've heard the griping about where are all the women, right? This is something that's been consistent throughout the decades, as I understand it, at least the decade I've been in, of the liberty movement is where are the women? Why aren't women here? Well, guess what? Now they're here, and they're talking about doing a topless protest. So what I find interesting is that all out of all this time, men in this movement have been griping about not having women. But then when some of them show up here to Keene, New Hampshire, and decide they want to take their tops off and live as free as men are allowed to live, then all of a sudden the entire liberty movement has been put in danger. This is worse than the flag burn, apparently. People are, you know, running away and quitting now over this. And they're pulling their Free Talk Live amplifier contributions. Well, only one person, at least, that I know of has done that so far. far, but people are taking this really seriously. And I say, look, you wanted women in this movement. This is one of the ways that women are not very equal to men. And they are very well aware of it. And I know that Julia is not here right now, but if she were, she was on with us for 15 minutes last night. I know that she feels very passionately about this. And I know she's not the only one. So it may be easy for a man to sit there and say, well, you know, this is it's accepted by not accepted by society for these things to happen around here, and we don't want to upset people.
You're talking about a subset of women in the liberty movement, from what I can hear, who mm-hmm. are making a big push for this.
I don't know how big the push is.
I'd like to interject on that if I could. I spoke to my wife about this and just trying to feel her out. It's a boob protest. I thought that would be funny.
Anyway, oh, yeah, that is good.
Feel her out on this subject. And I tried to present this as plainly and even-keeled as I possibly could.
You didn't want to squeeze her too hard on it.
Right. Right. We got to take this subject matter into hand. She basically said she's not interested in participating. However, she does see people's point and, doesn't find it offensive. And
awesome.
I think you know my wife pretty well. She is not a wild-eyed, radical, libertarian sort.
Julia might call her a Stiffly Sifferson. I don't know.
She may choose to. Julia doesn't know my wife that well.
I know.
Probably Nick knows my wife better than Julia does.
Probably true.
But, I'm just saying that was one woman's opinion on this, and I think that what you might find is that there's a lot of people interjecting on this that have a Y chromosome.
If you look at the forum thread at freekeen.com, it's mostly men battling back and forth over this issue.
To be fair, the vast majority of the people on the boards are men.
Yep.
So you're assuming that
the equal amount. 6-1 ratio or
right,
something.
Right. So you would expect a 6-1 comment ratio if all things else
yes.
being equal.
Right.
So.
And I see that the boards have a great deal of name calling and all that stuff going on, and I don't support any of that. However, when we're talking about specifically about the protest, I think that the protest is fine. I don't think it's the greatest thing for liberty, but it might get some PR.
Well, that's why
I think that that's what probably where its value lies is PR.
Well, one of the guys that decided to pick up his ball and go home today after having come here and visited Keene and allegedly put his home on the market with plans to move here has decided...
I spoke to him today, and he's packing, so don't be a jerk.
He's decided, I'm not being a jerk.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that's what he said, so I said allegedly. I mean, I've not seen the evidence of it. It's not my business. So he decided he doesn't want to come here anymore, and I think it's great that he's been able to make that decision now before actually coming here and then getting really disappointed after having made the move. But I encouraged him, because he'd emailed me, and I encouraged him to look at some other areas of New Hampshire where there may be some other people that are, you know, apologists for the sexist prudes, because he thought that I was calling him a sexist prude, and I can understand how that would have come around, but I made it clear in my blog post this afternoon at freekeen.com that he's claiming he's not a prude, so I have no reason to disbelieve him on that. But what he is doing is he is defending the status quo and therefore apologizing for the sexist prudes who are preventing women from showing their being topless. 800-259-9231.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's ORGANICA seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Search CheapoAir.com to find the lowest airfares and best hotel rates. CheapoAir.com utilizes innovative technology to search over 18 million negotiated airfares that may be up to 65% cheaper than full published fares. CheapoAir.com also has special rates with over 85,000 hotels worldwide and provides lowest airfares and hotel rate guarantee. CheapoAir.com provides toll-free, 24/7 support to all of their customers. Call anytime, day or night, and speak to a courteous live agent. Your satisfaction is their goal. CheapoAir.com will find you the best air and hotel rates around the globe. Visit them at www.cheapoair.com or call toll-free 1-866-592-9685. 866-592-9685 for CheapoAir.com.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
It is your show, and you can bring up what you want to style. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the wiki with over 1,800 pages. Actually, over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live, audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, so the controversy continues to bubble over about what is, at this point, just an idea being thrown around. I mean, people are just talking about doing something, and already people are, you know, quitting over this, out of this particular movement. And when I say this movement, I mean the Free Keen movement. I don't know if they're quitting the Free State Project movement. There was one guy that was pretty despondent about what he called name-calling today. And the reason why the term sexist was getting thrown around, and Dale, who probably will be here either Thursday or Friday this week, Dale was one of the ones throwing the term sexist around, because if you're defending a sexist position, maybe you are or are not a sexist, but you're definitely, you know, that would be the number one qualifier as to whether or not I think that you are a sexist, as to whether or not you're taking, making a defense of the status quo sexist position that says that men can walk around without a top on, but women can't. And
well, the law is sexist. I think, arguing against a protest against that law isn't necessarily sexist. It might have all kinds of different reasons why you would choose to.
I agree with the idea behind the protest.
Yeah.
And, you know, right not very far from here in Keene, in Brattleboro, Vermont, non-sexual nudity is not illegal, period.
Did they take that law off the books again? Didn't you say it expired?
It was a temporary law, as I recall. Yeah. They were having issues with it, so they made like a temporary law.
My understanding is that I could still go over to Brattleboro, Vermont, and walk down Main Street completely
naked.
Naked.
Which I think is an entirely different issue.
Which I'm not, if I'm not doing anything lewd. And people don't do it all the time in Brattleboro, so personally.
Certainly not during the winter.
I would like, I guess, ideally, laws like that should be removed.
Right.
I think that there are social conventions which, to some extent or another, they're just the way society is shaped at the moment.
Right, but there's a way to change that. There's a way to change the way society is shaped, and that is for people to no longer be cowed by such traditionalist, silly, nonsense rules like that. In other societies that aren't far from ours, you mentioned Brattleboro, also Canada, I think as a whole, it's completely legal to for a lady to be topless there.
It's not done. I'm just drawing a distinction between the social convention aspect of it, which is essentially a voluntary aspect of it. It's based on a social convention between people who aren't using force against each other. They might shun each other. But what I'm pointing out here is that a lot of people are going to see this as challenging the social convention rather than saying, It shouldn't be illegal for women to walk around.
I'm not concerned about the people that think it's challenging the social convention. Like, the people that are offended by it, I know that there's going to be some, the first thing you're going to hear is the children. My 8-year-old child could see boobs.
He had one in his mouth about 8 years ago.
Well, and that end, he's going to see them anyway.
Yeah.
You're not going to stop that from happening.
Sure. He's 8, he may have already.
The most offensive thing about this protest likely are going to be the boobs that they see, not the fact that they in fact saw boobs, but the social conventions don't bother me. It doesn't bother me that those people that
that they're upset.
The real prudes, not the ones on the boards or anything like that, but the real prudes are going to be upset because they're going to be upset. They've been upset all along whenever the status quo has changed, and it doesn't matter how you challenge the status quo. They're going to be upset. Wouldn't you agree with that, Nick? Like, it doesn't matter.
Open container, marijuana.
I would agree.
So,
the people who are against this within our movement are saying, well, let's pander to the status quo. Whoa, 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 this is too far. Oh, I'm okay with open container or marijuana protests, even though that'll piss off a lot of people in the status quo. They're anti-drug and anti-alcohol, or anti-alcohol in people under 21. They're in their hands. So inevitably, people are going to be upset by this. But I'm upset by the fact that women aren't able to go around and be as equal as men. I mean, it's like a no-brainer issue. And even some people that were so opposed to things like the flag burn are saying this is just fine. So it's just clear that there are so many different viewpoints as to what is and what is not an appropriate act of civil disobedience. You're never going to satisfy everybody, and it's a complete guessing game as to how many people will be dissatisfied by one protest versus another.
Well, my feeling is it's going to take place somewhere at some point in the state of New Hampshire.
Well, it's taken place already all across the world. These protests have occurred by usually the women's rights groups and things like that, and I think that the liberty movement in New Hampshire could benefit from saying that we stand for women's rights.
Oh, and we benefit with more women moving here, too, I think.
I think that a lot of women, at least using my wife as an example, a lot of women see that, somebody's defending me on an issue that maybe it's not the most important thing to me. I, for instance, don't carry a gun, don't own a gun. Guns aren't really a big portion of my life, but I know that I can't own one because I'm a felon. Do you think I should be able to own one?
Yes.
What if I don't want to own one? Do you still think I should be able to own one?
Yes.
Okay, then, that's kind of how I see it.
Sure, I think it's going to be used by people in opposition to the activism going on here.
And it's okay. They've already called us cannibals. I mean, what else could they say?
But I think it might be giving them a little bit more ammunition than some of the other protests have. Personally, I think it's not going to be as effective as some of the proponents of it might hope.
But I disagree. I think that I think it'll be very effective. I think it could be the most popular, most talked about activism that we've seen happen yet here in New Hampshire, as far as getting the word out to other people around the country that there's really something happening here, especially to ladies. And I forgot to mention, when I was talking about the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, and it is ladiesoflibertyalliance.org, it's a brand new group, was talking to them today, and I ran the idea by them. And I said, well, you know, you've got this calendar you're putting together. When is the due date for all the artwork? And they said, well, we've already decided on it. And I'd asked them, I'd said, well, we've got this protest that might be happening, just being talked about at this point, where ladies in Keene will be going topless. And I was kind of expecting them to come back and say, oh, you know, we don't want to really associate with that with our calendar because they're promoting this to the movement at large, and that could be a damning thing for them. But she came right back in favor of it. She wrote me back, and she was all about it. She said, yeah, well, we'd like to include that, but we'd have to do it next year because they've already figured out what they're doing for this year. So the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, at least one of the ladies putting together the calendar, was pretty excited about it. I thought that was great.
Nick, what if we're going to play what if here? What if it gets national news and the Free State Project gets 100 movers as a result, and there's backlash? Would it be worth it?
Well, that would depend on how severe the backlash is, but probably yes.
I mean, you know, I don't know.
50 people quit. 50 people quit. 100 join.
Well, it's more than just signers. It's more than just signers and people who drop out. There's also the aspect of what it says to everybody else in the state of New Hampshire, which is a little bit of a problem I'm having with the focus of some of the activism, is it's as if it doesn't even matter how it comes across to anybody besides other liberty activists.
I don't think in the state of New Hampshire, I don't think anybody cares, because you look at Manchester, you look at Concord, you look at the seacoast, and they're going to say, oh, it's those lunatics over in Keene. Because Keene, being the liberal bastion that it is, I think that if you're going to have it someplace, that Keene's the proper place to have it, that a lot of people will be on board for it for that very reason.
How many men that you've known in your life do not like breasts?
Maybe some of the ones who are gay.
Okay. So therefore, it'll be a pretty popular protest among males. Yep. And we've already talked about here how some of the ladies around here are for it. Not all of them are. But Mark, your wife, who you didn't know what to expect out of her, she was for it. So there's some initial results saying that there are a lot of men that'll enjoy this protest. And it's going to be a mixed reaction any way you slice it.
I just hope that the choice that's made of who does this protest is someone who's attractive. Yeah. Because it will make a difference in how it is perceived.
I concur with that. Now, Ian, what I want to know is, why do you enjoy the controversy on the board so much?
I don't know. I love a good forum thread. More coming up here.
I feel bad for what's going on there.
Here, we'll come back. We can dig into that a little bit and take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Nugent, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You can take that money in, as we will take that money in, and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All there at amp.freetalklive.com. The topless protest slash outreach idea that has been bubbling around here in the Keene area has broke onto the air last night. It ended up being a lengthy discussion. We've been recapping it tonight here and adding in some new developments. Some people have been very upset about this, and there continues to be controversy. You're certainly welcome to comment at 800-259-9231.
Especially if you're female. Boy, I'm sick of hearing about guys' opinions on this,
I agree.
This subject.
By the way, I did post about this today over at freekeen.com, and in the post... The post itself, of course, was offensive to some people because I put a picture of what appears to be two topless young ladies, maybe in their early 20s, late teens, on the post, and it's not actually a topless photo. What it is it's a picture of these girls with pasties on. And it's something that Julia and I were talking about last night as an alternative. Maybe some lady doesn't want to participate in a full nude protest. Well, would she be committing the illegal act if she had a pasty over top of her nipple? Is it the nipple that makes a breast nude, the nipple showing? Because these girls are then not nude if they're showing their entire breast with the exception of the areola. The pasties are actually shaped to look like nipples, and I think what the girls in the picture did, because they're different sizes, I think they just sort of cut them out of a larger one and fit them essentially to
some
their
are
breasts.
Larger than others.
Right. So they kind of custom cut these little nipple pasties and put them right over their real nipples. So that would be an interesting middle ground for maybe some of the ladies in the protest to take. Some could be full nude, some could just be wearing the nipple pasties. Would the cops arrest the fully nude women but not arrest the ones with the pasties on? Who knows? I would hope they would leave everybody alone. I'd hope it would be a completely non-event with the women just hanging out with their tops off or walking down the street with their tops off.
Just hanging out.
Whatever the issue is. And that would be it. It would be the end of it, and it would go away and probably wouldn't happen again.
So why do you like the controversy, especially on the boards about this?
I'm a good forum addict, you know. I mean, if I get a good forum thread, I'll spend way too much time there, and it's a problem, actually.
There's been name-calling. You've been laughing out loud about it during the breaks. I mean, you like the action, the conflict.
I don't like the conflict, but I do. I am pleased to know that people are coming to determine what they want, and it seems to me that some people do not want to be associated with those who would engage in such a protest, those who would engage in such an act, and such a brazen act of going topless in public, which is, by the way, it's going to be a co-ed idea where men will also be topless to show the equality issue. But it seems clear to me that those folks that have determined they don't want to be associated with this is a good thing. I think that the schisms are good. This is what we found out with the first so-called schism in this movement, the New Hampshire Liberty Movement. See, what happened is, for those of you that have not been paying attention for the years this has been going on, what happened is the kind of outside-the-system activists, the agorists, for lack of a better term, were the non-political types, were mixing in with the politicos, and things got really dramatic at one point, and so the agorists, outside the system guys, broke off. They started their own forum. It's called NHFree.com, and there was a big bunch of hubbub surrounding this at the time that it happened. Oh, no, the movement is splitting in two.
Well, NHFree was a political and outside-the-system forum at first.
They evicted. That's true. They did evict
and
the politicos.
I don't go there anymore.
Right.
But they
made it sound like, oh, God, the movement is broken in two and will never survive. And but everything ended up working out. Most people still mix between both types of activism. They're, you know, some people are doing politico and doing outside the system. Some exclusively politics, some exclusively outside the system. But I would say the majority of people are kind of have a foot in both camps to some extent. Most people still get along at all of the public events. And there's no real significant schism. But what there was a divide. Dividing of efforts into new things happening. There was a division that was a very positive kind of division. We needed another forum for that kind of thing.
Right, and there isn't, that I know of, people that won't hang out with each other because of, differences of opinion on the political. And
there may be a handful, but no more. I mean, right. There may be some intolerant people on one side and some intolerance on the other, but that's on the extreme ends of
right, both. I don't see that, and I don't feel unwelcome at either camp, right. Even though I would consider myself more of the political activist than the civil disobedient type. I don't feel, and most of my friends, because I live in Keene, most of my friends are the civil disobedient type. I don't feel ostracized due to that. I think that there are some things that the
you might get joshed a little bit. You might get a little bit of fun poked at you, but that's about it.
You've got to be able to, as a talk show host, you have a bit of a thick skin. But, I think that they're doing some stuff that is, not the best way to go about doing things. But I also understand that that this movement is going to have to, people are going to have to try different things. And some of them are going to have to not be as efficient as I'd like them to be. It would be really, really, really great if I could put together a movement of 20,000 libertarians that will do exactly as I say. And we can, in a coordinated and efficient manner.
You can have that tonight when you fall asleep.
Yeah, right. Because it's not going to happen anywhere in the world. You're just not going to get liberty activists on the same page to all do the same thing. Simply not going to happen.
I am excited by this because I think it's good news. I think it shows that this is a strong protest, that this is an idea that time has come, that the fact that people are so upset by it shows how inspirational this can be. I think that for every person that's getting very upset, there's somebody out there that we haven't reached yet that is going to see this and say, wow, that's really exciting. I want to be a part of that and come here and join this movement. And I think that's really important. So that's why I'm excited about the fact that somebody has said, I'm taking my ball and going home. Fine. Somebody else has already stepped up to, you know, to fill the amp amount. Maybe this will end up, maybe more people will drop out in protest of, you know, drop out of the AMP program, which, you know, that's fine. If you think you can put your money somewhere else that'll help spread what your version of liberty is, then I think that's what you should do. But hopefully you'll stay behind this show because, well, there's nobody else that's really doing what Free Talk Live is. And Free Talk Live isn't necessarily about Keene, New Hampshire. It just happens to be where I live.
My only concern is that if pro-liberty activists are responding in the way that they are, a number of them, it might not play any better with the general public, but then again, it might. Because it's very easy for people on a forum to second-guess and come up with a worst-case scenario. I don't know how it's going to play. I don't think it's the greatest idea personally, but maybe it will go off pretty big. Maybe it will be a positive thing. I can't say for sure. It's a lot easier to say it in the forum than to actually do it and see how it turns out.
I've noticed that there, in general, and I've been guilty of this, that there's been a lot of hand-wringing and line-sitting coaching going on. People are so worried about whatever's going to go, and it doesn't really matter. There's all kinds of different stuff, and somebody who's sitting on the guidelines not doing anything about that particular in that area, they're the ones that have the coaching. Oh, don't do it. Now, obviously, in that case, you know, if you're not doing it and you suggest not to do it, what else are you going to do? But by and large, up to this point, the disasters haven't occurred. All these predicted disasters up until this point, that of over all different types of activism, whether political or outside the system, have not yet occurred. I don't know that means that they're, you know, it couldn't, but
that's why I say if some naked breasts are what destroy the liberty movement, then it needs to be destroyed.
Right. Then it didn't have much from the get go.
I think it's pretty absurd to say that any one protest is going to destroy the liberty movement or kill the Free State Project.
That has been insinuated by some of these people.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the rhetoric that's being used on the forums, but I don't think it's reasonable to say that that's going to be the actual effect of a
protest. Same intense rhetoric was used when the flag burn protest was being planned.
I think one of the reasons that people, whether it's people outside of the state or people who don't engage in the civil disobedience type of activism, will throw in their two cents, maybe a little bit more than that, when they hear an idea like this come up, is that for better or for worse, they're going to be associated with it. If they're out there as a pro-liberty activist in New Hampshire, and they moved here, odds are good that they're going to be identified as a member of the Free State Project. So whether, you know, they think this protest is a good idea or not, you are going to be associated to some extent with protests like this by people in opposition to the liberty movement and people who just aren't very well informed.
They're lucky we're not calling it the Free State Project topless event.
That would be bad.
That would anger a lot more people. Yeah.
Hour number two is on the way. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything. And, you know, this hasn't even been scheduled yet. It's
right.
Just in the discussion phase.
I don't think it's going to happen, honestly. Please. A bunch of women taking their tops off in Keene, New Hampshire?
Hour two.
Sounds unlikely.
On the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.